Within the first 3 days the No Mas movement officially started, they were in three cities. Killeen, San Antonio, and Houston, where slain Army Specialist Vanessa Guillen called home. Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in April during her time at Fort Hood. She was missing for more than 2 months before her mutilated body was found. Her family says she was being sexually harassed by the man who killed her and was too scared of retaliation to report it. But the Army says they've found no proof that happened.
Everything started in the wake of the murder of Vanessa Guillen.
That's Janice Gonzalez, co-founder of the No Mas movement. Guillen's death has sparked a Me Too reckoning within the military. Using the hashtag #IAmVanessaGuillen, veterans and active duty military members shared their accounts of being raped, sexually assaulted, and sexually harassed in the military with little or no punishment for their attackers. Around the same time the issue was going viral, Gonzalez was organizing a vigil and rally for Guillen in San Antonio, while Andrew Rodriguez did the same in Houston. The two connected on Facebook and met in person during a vigil at Fort Hood.
And just right outside the Army recruitment office, just right outside of Fort Hood, he and I stepped away from the vigil and we started speaking to a bigger vision and higher purpose. And that for us was the moment the No Mas was born.
In the span of less than 30 days, the organization has rallied at least 40 volunteers throughout Texas, and almost 30 people from other places as far away as Alaska to New York have reached out to the group about hosting their own events or starting No Mas chapters. Thousands of people have attended the vigils, protests, and rallies. Rodriguez thinks he understands how this happened.
When they see Mama Guillen on TV, mothers, they flock to that because they understand that the pain and suffering that she's going to. People understand that this is just unacceptable. People understand that it could have been anybody.
Momentum from protesters has sparked responses from celebrities and Congress who are calling for an investigation into the Guillen case. It's all coming to a head this week in Washington, D.C. The Guillen family is scheduled to meet with President Donald Trump on Thursday, and No Mas will be helping with a march and protest in honor of Guillen. The I Am Vanessa Guillen bill is also slated to be released later this week. It calls for removing the chain of command from the reporting of sex crimes in the military. The No Mas movement has primarily focused on Guillen's case so far, but the organization was founded to help all marginalized voices. This is Rodriguez again.
You know, we're just here to help people, people who may not have the avenue and the means to get their story heard or noticed.
So far, they've collaborated with organizations in support of the Black Lives Matter movement and from the LGBTQ community to stand in solidarity with each other. They hope the alliance of different groups can provide a strong support system to grassroots movements that could benefit everyone. Gonzalez recalled the conversation she and Rodriguez had when they first met in person at the Fort Hood vigil.
We definitely felt transcendent in that we had a higher calling to not just like host one event, but to really rally people, bring and unify communities, and make sure that her message isn't lost.
I'm Jolene Almendarez in San Antonio.